Sometimes just a little shift in how we use time can make a huge difference. That's definitely true with the music of a DJ in Houston. The performer DJ Screw took popular hip-hop mixes and slowed them down to half their playing speed. The resulting sound put a spell on Texas and sold hundreds of thousands of tapes. Michael May explains that in Houston, hip-hop artists are getting rich, releasing each of their albums in two different versions, regular and screwed.
If you're not from Texas, you're probably thinking, that sounds screwed up. Relax. You're right. It is screwed up, thanks to Houston's DJ Screw. It may sound on the first listen like the soundtrack to a fever dream, but to thousands of screwheads, it's a tonic for the mind.
It puts us in a zone of relaxation. I mean, you could be stressed out, but the minute you put a screw tape in, you'll sit back and that screw tape will clear your mind in no time, basically.
Everything is just slow motion. It's like you're not in a real world. When you listen to a song at regular speed now, it's like the chipmunks. Cause I'm just so used to listening to everything slow.
Even though the portly, baby-faced DJ Screw never even saw his 30th birthday, his creation, Screw Music, is bigger than ever. But not everyone thinks that's a good thing. In the wake of his death, the Medium police were quick to equate Screw Music with what dragged his heart to a stop, codeine. As the slowed-down sound spread across Texas, so did the use of his favorite cocktail, cough syrup and soda water. It's a concoction known as lean because it, well, kind of makes you lean over.
I smoke sweet after sweet cause I can't do without it. Lean hard on the drink till I start to dream about it. Wake up a new day, puffin' dank. Mix another drink, my boy.
But to reduce DJ Screw's music to nothing but a gateway to drugs ignores his incredible impact on Southern hip-hop. DJ Screw grew up in the central Texas town of Smithville and was inspired to become a DJ at 13 years old after he saw the movie Breakin'. Mama Screw, whose real name is Ida Davis, said she didn't exactly encourage his earlier efforts.
I told the boy, I said, I'm gonna come home and I'm gonna catch you messing with my records no more. So by the time he think I get off work, he put them all back in place. But I caught him one day, I sneaked up on him. He had my records, and he was in there. Screwed up all my records.
In 1989, DJ Screw was living in Houston with his father, working as a DJ at a roller rink. One day while making a mixtape, he turned the pitch knob way, way down and brought Smithville's lazy pace to Houston. The warped hypnotic sound he created would forever alter the sound of Texas hip-hop, Mama Screw.
He was so slow. He moved slow. He walked slow. So what did you expect? He slowed everything down. He slowed down Texas. But that was just my sound.
Mama Screw had always made a little extra money selling homemade blues tapes, but her son made it a career. He started selling screw tapes from his house, and his friends sold them across Texas. The rapper Shorty Mack, a childhood friend, was in Austin at the time.
In Austin, people get in the car with me, and we'd be driving down the road, and I see them just rush to the deck and eject the tape and pull it out and start hitting. What are you doing? Man, the tape is getting caught. Man, that's the way the tape go. I grab the tape for them and put it back in the deck. Then we probably smoke a joint or something. They start getting high. And by the time we get to the second side of the tape, they done start moving a little bit. Oh, you starting to like that, huh? Yeah, it's all right, it's all right. Yeah, you damn near tore my tape up. Now you jamming into it. And they'll start laughing. But in time, man.
In time, the sluggish groove was pouring out of car stereos across the state. Matt quit selling crack and moved to screw tapes. It was safer and paid just as well. DJ Screw himself was making thousands a week without ever dealing with record companies, or for that matter, even leaving his house. After repeated hassles with the police, who were sure DJ Screw was selling drugs, he opened a storefront shop called Screwed Up Records and Tapes. DJ Screw never played by the rules, but he controlled the hip-hop market in Houston. If he put a song on a tape, you are sure to hear it on the radio. And most of the biggest hip-hop stars in Texas got their start improvising on Screw tapes. Shorty Mac.
The first Screw tape I ever done, I was so nervous. This is like coming out with a debut album or something.
Disappear from the scene, trying to change from cooking cream, but when figures don't add up, it's to the stream. By all means, to feed my seeds, cook and cut, hover the scene till it's empty. Moving swiftly, lost, can't give me look how the game trying to tip.
DJ Screw aimed to spread a message of self-determination in his mixtapes. Many are like hip-hop morality plays, with the songs arranged around a common theme and cautionary verses repeated over and over for effect.
Things just ain't the same for gangsters. Cops are anxious to put niggas in handcuffs. They wanna hang us, see us dead or enslave us. Keep us trapped in the same place we raised in. Then they wonder why we act so outrageous. Run around, stretched out, and pull out gauges. Things just ain't the same for gangsters. Cops are anxious to put...
Most time when you listen to what he's repeating and chopping up, it's positive words. It's, you know, it's not about gangbang. It's about making money, honest money, getting people off the streets, and doing things with your life.
That was John Atkins, Shorty Mac's brother, a PE teacher at the Smithville High School. In Smithville, DJ Screw is a hero. He pulled a lot of people up from the streets and into the rap game. So when he died, they lost both a friend and a CEO.
Damn, we gon' miss you, Screw. I'm just a fan and didn't even know you. Never screwed you, but screwed to you. The issue, see, screwed up.
For Studio 360, this is Michael May in Austin, Texas.
Banging Screw on a Sunday. It's a beautiful day to slide another six and hit the streets and swing.